with me now. So it'll operate under the regular DMR protocols where you plug in a group and go worldwide?
I think they have that part of it already working. So I have this group I follow, and it gets hundreds of messages, hundreds. I can't keep up with them, but I know they've been working that piece of it out for probably over 2 years.
That's great. So when are y'all replacing the repeater?
So we did it once, the Christmas before COVID. No, the Christmas before that. Oh, I can't remember. We left it up there for about a month, and it worked really, really good. But we brought it back down because that's just the prototype. That's not the final product. But we're going to – here's the thing. Landon, every time we made a tweak, right, like the squelch was too high or the squelch was too – or the audio on one side was too high when you connected the two together. Every time we did a tweak, Landon had to make a trip to the mountain, and that's just too much. So we got a Mophie router with a Verizon chip, and now we can talk to it from down here. We can make those tweaks right here down in the valley. But then COVID hit, so kind of froze in our tracks.
Okay. Well, so you don't really have a regular landline internet hookup to it. You got a hotspot up there.
Well, it's more than just a hotspot. It's got two Yagis, so it does, it will choose the antenna that's doing the best and use that antenna. And since they put up so many cell towers, we tested it. We went up there and tested it, and it's like, it's kind of like, and Wi-Fi, it has its own Wi-Fi, so you don't even have to go in to the site. If we needed to go up there, you can park up there and log into it from outside of WYFF and do all the tweaking you have to do. And we are going to look at a ham mesh network between us and Paris Mountain, and then a microwave link between Paris Mountain and Caesar's Head. So there's a lot of plans in the works to be able to make it so that we can do whatever we want to with it, and even so that, club members can get on the ham mesh network, right? And that's like having your own internet.
Okay. Well, cool. But all that's probably, 2 years off?
Yeah, COVID kind of put a dent in it, pushed everything out. There's still parts, all the parts are still sitting there. They're all ready. We're still paying for the Verizon link. And it works really good. Everything works really good. We just have to go back and install it again. And keeping in mind, that's a prototype. We've actually got to build the real deal once we get once we figure out from the prototype all the links and pieces and parts we want.
That sounds good. Well, so in the meantime, I guess I'm going to go ahead and do my research as to regular DMR repeaters in the area and in the state. That'll give me some either motivation or resistance to going ahead and doing this thing. Is there a program on a computer where I can listen and find out just how much traffic is on DMR?
I've never gone. I imagine there's probably something like that. I did look once or twice, and I did see something like that, but my heart just wasn't in it, so I didn't go load it up to figure it out how it works. Probably have to get – it's like with Echolink, you have to get your call sign registered with Echolink. They've got to know you're a ham radio operator, so can't just anybody do that. Probably something similar to that, and then you can probably get in there. But I've never really drilled down deep enough into DMR to figure that out.
Yeah, see, I'm on the low end of the learning curve. I've got a pretty steep uphill to get up to. All right. Well, good enough. Patrick, did you hear all that?
And see, Radio ID is one of the websites, and Brandmeister is another for looking at local repeaters and all that stuff is where I found mine anyway. And I got my ID, DMR ID, through radioid.com. It was real easy. Just answer a couple questions, your call sign, email address, and they verify your email and that you are a ham operator, and that was it.
I figured that end would be okay. What does it take, about a week or 10 days to get that?
In less than 24 hours.
Smooth enough. Okay. So they do respond. They are responsive on that end. That's good. All right. Well, good enough. Just, what do you think, about 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Getting over toward Wade Hampton sometime in there. I've got to pick up a new shop, so I'm not exactly sure where it's at. I've got to go up and find it. So just give me a check around that time, and I'll let you know where I'm at and what's going on.
Roger. Now, give me that call sign one more time.
Oscar 4, Henry Kilo X-ray.
Spartanburg side, and I got in a shadow. Try it one more time.
Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray.
4. Give me the suffix one more time.
Kilo X-ray.
AX. Okay. Good deal. All right, bud. I'll be giving you a holler. By the way, guys, I'm on a little HT, and it just doesn't do all that great anyhow. But it should be a little bit better. A little bit better now.
Sounded pretty good for, anyway, but you're on HT. That's sounding really good. I actually have my crossband repeat set up now in the vehicle, the ID51, to my Roushan or whatever it is, handheld.
Too bad. All right, guys, well, listen, I'm going to back out of here. Dave, anytime next week that looks nice and you can get loose, or not this weekend, but the following weekend, buddy, I'm in the air. Give me a holler, and I'll talk to you soon. And I'll give you a holler tomorrow afternoon, Patrick. So 73s, both of you. Y'all carry on. KN4, BWA, I'm clear.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow. KO4HK. Dave, if you're still in there, I'd ask some questions about the APRS if you've got time.
Okay, catch you later, Steve. We'll get together flying soon. Go ahead, Patrick.
Can I find out more information on that? Is there a specific website or anything you'd recommend?
W4DJW. And let me pull up APRS on Google and answer that question. Give me just a second.
4EQP, portable. Station, I missed your call, though.
Oscar 4, Echo Quebec Papa. This is Josh in Pickens. I was just programming a handy-talkie. I just seen if it was getting out.
And I'm all the way up here in Penrose, so I can make you out pretty good. You got a little bit of noise on there, but not too much.
And appreciate it. Y'all have a good evening. KO4EQP.
So, Patrick, it's very simple. APRS.org. That's the intro. That'll get you started. And it's got a map over on the right that tells you what countries use what frequency for APRS for VHF. There's also people do it on HF, but not quite as much. And then they've got all kinds of links. So it's a really, really good introduction, and it's got tons of links into different types of presentations that teach you about APRS. It's also got an APRS map of the United States. I don't know if you remembered in the early days of COVID when they were putting on a map about who had how many cases where, they were showing us those maps. It looks kind of like one of those maps, except it's covered. There's a lot of people running APRS. And it's APRS.org.
I have to do some research into that, but most of the newer radios have APRS in them from what I've read. Since I got in, I was doing some research on which radio to get. I decided on the ID5100. It does digital PRF. I can't remember the acronym for it right now.
Yeah, a lot of them, what you'll see is they have built-in TNC. If they have a built-in TNC, then you create a serial connection to them. You've seen those RS-232 to USB serial connectors. So they'll have like a serial port. It could be in the form of a 6-pin mini DIN, or it could be and the serial connection is in the USB plug itself. That little plastic part that plugs into the computer, that's got the serial connector to it, and then it'll have a 6-pin mini DIN on the other end. Or it can be a 16-pin DIN connector. Or there's other ways to do it for radios that were never intended to be APRS, and you plug in through the microphone cord. So there's just a ton of ways to get around a radio that doesn't have the capability or take advantage of the capability on a radio that does have the capability. But in the built-in DNC, TNC, usually there's two sides to the radio. It's usually a dual bander. It's got like 70 centimeters and 2 meters, and you can set one side up for APRS and the other side up for voice. And you can even set it up for you're sending out APRS packets, beacons, and they're sending out APRS beacons, and you've got smart beaconing turned on. And if you hear their beacons or they hear your beacons, you can set it up so it'll switch over to the other side of the radio that they're listening on. You can talk to them. So just tons of fancy little gadgets like that. They even made at one point in time a GPS that had a screen on it, and it went in your car. I've got one upstairs. I haven't used it in a long time. It's kind of expensive. It's called AV Map, and you could see all the other APRS stations around you on the map, an overlay on the map. And I have heard of people that have been able to make that work on the map that's in their car, the newer cars that come out that have the screen with a map on it and the GPS, so that you can see APRS stations that are out there, and you can see them moving. It leaves a little trail behind them when they're moving. So, but it is, it's not a huge learning curve, but it is a learning curve. W4DJW.
X-Friday. This has all been a learning curve for me. I'm starting from scratch, and I have no one to talk to other than on here. Up here, I don't know anybody that's got their ham radio license at all. So I've had to just start from ground zero, meeting everybody and trying to figure it out on my own.
Well, you got a huge community on this repeater. You've also got the 14664 repeater, where they, and that may even be closer to you, the Bear Walla Mountain repeater. And they do like slow scan TV, and they've had a ton of guys over there that are really good, right? What else? There's the Tryon repeater, the 14633. There's also the Career Club is like mostly HF, and those guys are super intelligent. 14694. I think, I don't remember what their tone is. I think it's 107.5 or 107.2, whatever that tone is, on 14694. So one time, a long time ago, I knew there was a lot of ham radio operators in this area. So anybody can download the FCC database. So I downloaded it, and I ported it and turned it into one of those Google. In Google, you can create a database. I created that database, and then I used that database and Google Maps to put a little teardrop on every ham station in the United States, every ham station there was. And the density of ham radio operators in this area is as high as any, right? There's a lot of them up around the Northeast, right? There's a lot of them out in Texas. There's a lot out in California and around Atlanta. But it is huge in this area right here. So we are ham radio operator rich in this area.
Once you contact on here, like I said, I'm mobile all day, so I listen all day. I'm just in and out. I don't talk a whole lot until I get in the morning or on the way home of the evening. But I've made a lot of contacts, and I've got a lot of information, a lot of help that I really appreciate on here. And the community's just been super friendly.
When you get into HF, when you get heavy into HF, and you need to know some things about how that works, like grounding is really, really important. It's important for VHF too, but HF things get a little bit more critical, right? Than that 146.94 repeater, the Greer repeater. They don't use it a whole lot because, I mean, those guys are a smart bunch of people. they don't really have to, but they do. They're there. So that's just something to think about. That's another really good repeater to get on when you've got questions. One of the members has some videos and things like that on grounding that are just out of this world. And you can learn a ton about grounding your station. And then there's others about building antennas, and they do TNCs, terminal node controllers, where they have BBSs and things like that that they can run on packet radio, which is what APRS is built on top of, right? That's the framework for APRS. And then you've got other people on here that do satellites, like N4DJC, who knows, you know, a whole lot about how you connect and communicate with satellites and the Doppler effect that goes with it. So it's like a kid in a candy shop. You just got to reach out. The information is there.
And I believe it was you last night talking about the beverage antenna on net last night.
Yeah, and I've never built one of those, but I pay attention when I hear people like that talking about it. And I've heard Bob explaining that. Bob is in D7J. That's his call sign. And you'll hear him on here from time to time. He helps people, puts up towers and things like that. I think he might have a health issue right now, but that comes and goes. But he... And he hasn't really been a ham that long, but like I was saying last night, he's a sponge. He just absorbs like crazy. And so he knows the right way. if you go to his QRZ page, he's got a link to his webpage. Not his QRZ page, but his QR, but you can get to a link to his webpage. And you can see all the towers that he's put up, and you can see his shack. And he's another really, really good source. And this is the most helpful guy you'd ever care to meet, right? He's just got tons of knowledge and is completely willing to go out of his way to share information.
Talking to Tom this morning, I don't know if you said you were listening to that conversation. I mentioned it to him, and he has one of them. Can't remember his call right now. PR is the last of it. But I was talking to him about it, and Bob and him were actually talking about it later in the day about that. And so listening, no matter when it is, to what's going on.
Yeah, I was tempted to put one of those up, but I don't have, like Tom was saying, it takes real estate to do that. It takes a lot of it. Well, the more you have, the better it is. Let's put it that way. You don't have to have a lot, but it gets better as it goes further, as the distance. And it is directional, so in an ideal world, you'd be able to... I don't know if you've heard of the rhombic antenna, but the rhombic is probably the best antenna that can be built. And you put it up on telephone poles, and it's huge. It's like the size of football stadiums. And you put one in each direction in four quadrants. And then you can talk to anybody on the planet that you want to. You make your own propagation with that thing. But it's, like I said, it's like you got to have four football fields backed up to each other. So that's not practical. And, you know, for most of us, that's not practical. But for some guys, some of those superstations out there, it is, and they've got antenna farms that basically do things like that. So it's as much as you want it to be. I have fun tinkering with stuff. I like building, like, little soft rock 40 radios. You can build, there's some of those you can build in the afternoon, all the way up to stuff like the Genesis. That'll take you 6 months to build it. And it's not going to make a radio designer out of you, but it is going to make sure that you know how to follow instructions, and there is some kind of reward that comes with taking a whole bunch of components in a sack and turning it into a radio that you can talk to somebody on the other side of the planet with.
So many ways to go in this hobby. It's hard to pick one direction and just go with it. Like the DMR, I actually am waiting on a DMR radio to arrive right now so that I can get started in it, because everything seems to be going digital anymore, and I figured I'd give this a try and see how it was. But I'm also, like I said, I'm studying to get my general so that I can get on HF and trying to learn from it. Ken's offered and Steve's offered to let me sit in with them and learn from them on a couple things. I'm going to take them up on it. I've just had so much going on. My tool truck's been down. Got totaled back before Thanksgiving, and I've been dealing with the insurance company. My mom passing, I've just had the whirlwind the last 4 or 5 months. Just hit me from every side.
Well, you're right. It is, it can go in 1,000 different directions. So you do have to pick a direction and stick with it for a while. You don't have to stick with it forever, but it is best to pick a direction, stick with it for a little while till you get a really good understanding of that, how that works, and then pick another direction and go down another leg. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. It's good talking to you. I enjoyed it, but it is starting to get a little bit scratchy. But, do look at that APRS.org, APRS.org. It's got a lot of good information. It's got a ton of links on there. So you won't be able to go down every link, but you'll be able to get a really good understanding of what it is and how it works. And that was like one of the predecessors to DMR and Echolink, right? That came before digital radio, and it came before, well, it is a form of digital radio, but it came before Echolink, and it came before any of the digital modes that you hear about today.
Conversation, and I appreciate the information that you're willing to give so freely. And like I said, I've enjoyed it. And I'll say 732. Y'all won't keep you any longer. KO4AKX.
All right, Patrick. I enjoyed it. Looking forward to hearing more of your ventures as you pick a direction and run with it. KO4HKX, W4DJ, W Clear.
This is KO4 ATX. Go ahead.
E2RCL mobile.
Ed, afternoon, Russell.
Patrick, how's it going, man?
Great. I'm sitting on the porch enjoying the sunshine, watching the dog run in the yard now.
I just got in the car and turned the air conditioner on. That's a first.
Here, unfortunately, but this is supposed to be cold this weekend.
I got a saying for that. You know, I can put on enough clothes to stay warm, but when it's hot, I can't legally take enough off to stay cool.
Nobody wants to see this.
Anything under a t-shirt right now for me, you don't want to see it unless you got sunglasses on. You'd be blind. I'd be white.
For CEF mobile.
Afternoon, Andrew. It's KO4HX.
Russell's in here too, I believe, still.
I think I dropped off in a hole there. I'm coming out of Inman right now.
How you doing, Patrick?
Russell.
Good. I was just telling Russell I'm sitting on the front porch watching the dogs play in the yard, so I'm having a good time.
Excellent, now that the day is over. It's going to rain tomorrow, so I'll have the day off.
All that, I'm headed home myself. I wish it was my day off, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen. Still got two more to go.
That one, and I get the luxury of dragging a trailer around in Greenville when it's raining tomorrow.
I'm getting in and out of that truck and that trailer.
Wet, anyhow, it won't be fun.
Question is, do you float or do you melt?
Single downs, that way I can walk around in it.
Now that was good. I gotta remember that one.
My church floats, so I guess that's what I'm gonna do.
Tell you, I'm not sweet enough to melt.
Pretty sure mine will say the same thing.
You're right, he's gonna order you a DMR. You have one ordered.
For the 878 with the SkyBridge from Bridgecom. That way I could go ahead and get it set up from them and come preloaded with the code plug in it. From my understanding, we'll see when it gets here.
Might be able to help me out, or I can try to figure it out myself. I ordered the TYT something or another. It was only $80 radio, but I figured if I wanted to dabble in the DMR, I already had the hotspot, I figured I'd give it a shot. Russell, you do anything with the DMR?
Have just stumbled into it. I picked up an Anytone 878 about a week and a half ago. Well, it might be 2 weeks now. I don't know. I can't keep track of the days. I'm still trying to learn the DMR side of it. I've got a better understanding now than what I did. But I've tried to program some stuff in, and I hadn't had any luck making contact on it yet. So I'm going to go back to the drawing board and see if I've got it right or if it's just I'm not hearing anybody. Once I get mine in, we'll give it a try. At least that way we'll know if we're set up right. Sounds like a plan, and the good thing of it is I've been playing around with the software. You can pretty much take the code plug and pull it out as a CSV file and save it, or save it as a, I think it's a DRT file, and you can load it into another radio. And Bridgecom actually already sent me my code plug, so I could download it anytime. I don't know if we can put it into your radio or not, but you're welcome to try it. I'd be willing to give it a shot, and I can compare it to what I've got programmed thus far. Like I said, I mean, I can hit the repeaters. I get the response back that I'm actually linking, but I don't ever hear anybody on it, and I've called on it a couple of times, and I haven't been able to hit anybody. But I'm wondering if I'm in the wrong talk group. That's the part I hadn't figured out yet.
Centimeters, so that's kind of tough.
I didn't hear but the last part of yours.
Y'all get y'all set up, give me a holler. I'd be glad to participate because I don't know if I got mine set up right or not. The three repeaters are just kind of sketchy, and I don't quite grasp if you can use your hotspot to connect to like the local talk groups around here, like the South Carolina, North Carolina, PRN, Chat 1. I don't know how that works. I don't know.
That I made, I got the Bridgecom University that's got all the classes on how to use it, so we can all get together and watch those too if you want to. That'd be fine with me. The more we know, the better. From my understanding, just like Russell and I were talking to Steve earlier, you got to have that RF hotspot, and then it's got to be linked to your Wi-Fi hotspot to get on the internet, so your radio can go from the radio to the RF hotspot to the Wi-Fi hotspot, and that's how it all.
It's like the South Carolina, North Carolina, they share that PRN, Chat 1 or whatever. They got a Chat 1 and 2, and it's like talk group 20-something, whatever. And I don't know if you can just program that into the hotspot, or not the hotspot, but get the hotspot on the DMR network and then just program in that talk group as one of the channels, or I don't know. That's what I don't quite understand.
On that one at all, like I said, I just purchased it over the internet and watched the video, trying to wait till the radio gets here so I can call and actually understand. So hopefully we can learn a little bit from their knowledge.
And what you come up with, I'd be interested because DMR sounds neat. It sounds like it's fairly widespread between like Western North Carolina and whatnot, all the way down into South Carolina. But so far, I haven't heard a whole lot on it.
I think the first frequency I programmed in and tried to set up, I heard somebody that was in Charlotte, North Carolina, talking on it. But I can't remember which repeater. I've tried so many code plugs, changing stuff around. I'll have to look at it again and see, but I've got that university subscription too, because I bought mine from Bridgecom, so I'm going to get on there probably tomorrow and see how much I can put together and what I can come up with.
Well, while you're sitting around and it's raining and getting schooled, maybe you can learn something to help the rest of us out.
Well, anything I learn, I'm happy to share. It may not be right, but I'll share it.
Me and Ken, he got off, I guess about 20 minutes ago or so.
Yeah, no, don't work. They won't keep me there too long. So. At least I got to talk to him this morning.
Yeah, I heard y'all's conversation. You going to try APRS too? Because I think the 878 is capable of doing that.
Plus, so yes, it is capable of APRS, and I am going to give it a try. Like I said, this is all new to me, so I'm learning everything as I go. And I'm enjoying the hobby. It's an expensive hobby at times, but I'm enjoying it.
Expensive, I think, is a key word. It just depends on how in-depth you want to get with it. I picked up another Anytone 778 UV. Like I've got here in the car, I'm going to set it up at the house on a base. Looking around, I'd like to get into HF, but right now I just don't have the funds and I don't have the time to get everything set up with antenna and stuff.
I did also, and I'm studying to get my general at the same time, so I've got a full plate with this ham radio thing. It's becoming a job, I believe, but I'm enjoying it, so it makes it fun to me. As a mechanic for years, I used to challenge myself trying to repair something all day long. And now that I'm selling tools, I just don't have that challenge in anything. And that's what I enjoy about this is learning and the thinking process that goes into it.
The APRS let me know. I'm not nowhere near an expert, but I like the system. I like the way it lays out and whatnot. But just give me a holler if you need anything. I'll try to do my best to help you out. But, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3s. I'm in the driveway. I'm going to go inside and see the family. So hope y'all have a good one. Be safe if you're still on the road. Patrick, hopefully I'll let you know in the morning. Russell, have a good one. It's KO4CES. And I'll be clear on your problems.
You have a wonderful afternoon, and I look forward to talking to you again. Maybe in the morning. I've been getting up early and getting out, so maybe I'll catch you in the morning. And I'll say 7-3 to you, KO4HKX. And Russell, I'll be around if you want to keep continue on.
Copy that. 73s to you there, Andrew, and KO4CEF. Enjoy talking with you. And I am still alive. Standing by. Go ahead.
You had your license since you got them.
I went in and got my tech in general in 2018. And I worked with the fire department for 27 years and done a lot of radio programming and stuff with it, mostly on Motorola stuff. And that kind of got me interested in it. And then we were going to get out and travel. So CB's pretty much dead. And then what you do here out there, I just don't want to hear. Decided to get into the ham aspect of it. And I used it a little bit when we were traveling up to Alaska and back, but didn't use it very much.
Truck driver, so I grew up around CB. And I actually still have one in the excursion, but I hardly ever turn it on unless there's an accident or something like that and I am traveling. Like you say, I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the language, just the babbling on and on about nothing most of the time.
Pretty much it. I've got one in the RV that, you know, we'll turn on if we get into a traffic jam or something like that, but for the most part, I just don't get on there and talk on it and listen. Stand by just one. I got to step out of the vehicle, and I'll be right back in. K2RCL Mobile.
Here's KO4HKX.
Sounds good, man. I got a text from the wife on the way there to stop at Dollar General and grab some loaf bread for the impending weather tomorrow. She thinks the power will go out, and we'll have to eat milk sandwiches, I guess.
Sounds like you live in the mountains when they call for a flake of snow up here.
Living a little area up here called Tigerville, and we're on the end of the power line. So if the power does go out, it's usually days before we get restored because we're the last ones and they ain't worried about us. But I keep telling her it's all right. We got two big 100-pound propane tanks out there and a propane generator that'll run the whole house. So I'm like, we good. We going to cook. We going to eat. We going to have heat. And we going to have air conditioning.
The same way, I got a 330-gallon propane tank hooked to a 15K whole house generator. So I believe I'll be all right.
Yeah, no doubt. Then again, it may just be that we need loaf bread. I don't know. I eat sandwiches pretty regular for lunch, so I don't have to go out and move her in, and there ain't really nothing close by. So she might just be planning ahead to look out for me, which she does that a lot.
I would do without mine. She gets up and fixes my sandwich every day, along with a hot breakfast. So I'm not going to say anything bad.
RCL. Yeah, I definitely can't say nothing bad about mine. It's been almost post. June will be 25 years, so I've been blessed, and I'm extremely happy. So as long as I can keep her happy, and that keeps the house moving.
25th, about a week and a half ago, so I'm just a little bit ahead of you.
Dad, I was working over there today listening to y'all. I think y'all were chiming in on ages. Like you said, you were 46, so me and you were tied up there, same age.
To May. My wife is already 46, so I get to call her my old lady for a month and a half.
Heard that. Mine was 18 and I was 21 when we got married, so I was going for the younger girls then, I guess, you know. But she definitely kept me in line for the last 25 years. I don't know what I'd do without her because she's been awesome as far as support goes, so I just can't say enough good about her. I love her to death and wouldn't trade her nothing for the world.
Mine's standing here listening to me, so I gotta be real careful and tiptoe around this one. No, she's a real good woman. I couldn't have asked for any better. God sure knew what he was doing when he put her in my life.
100%, same here. So, you got your 878 coming? Have they shipped it out yet, or is it on back order?
Shipped it out yet, but it is not on back order. When I ordered it, they had them in stock.
Oh, good deal then. So you'll get it in just a couple of days. I think it took, mine was slated to be here in 3 days, and it took 4. It got held up in Columbia with UPS. I don't know. They said some kind of operational delay or something, but it showed up in 4 days. And took it straight out of the box, and the battery was charged up and ready to go.
I think Friday evening or Saturday. I can't remember what day I ordered it, so it ought to be here sometime this week. I'm expecting. I hadn't looked at my emails today, but they may have emailed me that it's already on its way, so I'm not sure where it's coming from. I didn't take time to look at that.
Be good. You'll get it in, and it comes with a programming cable, which I think is a plus. That is a 778 that I got. It didn't come with a programming cable, but I've already got one for the one here in the car, so I'm pretty sure it'll work across both radios without any trouble. I'm just going to copy the code plug off of one and put it into the other and try to get it set up at the house as a base station.
Doing the research last night, I stumbled across a website that showed you how to build it, and they said the cable has nothing special in it, so not like the Bofangs and all the other ones where they have a driver you got to have for it. As long as your computer program will recognize the radio, that's all it needs.
That's kind of one of the things I like about Anytone. Their stuff's pretty simple and seems to work pretty good. I hadn't had any complaints thus far. I'll keep using it. But I am about to pull in the driveway here and destinate the house. Patrick, it was outstanding talking with you again. Let me know when you get that 878 in, and we can take a look, and we'll get together, and all of us will try to figure out a code plug for it.
Ken Russell, and I'm going to say 73 to you. I've enjoyed the conversation, the good laugh, and just friendly demeanor. So you take care, and 73 to you, 804-8KX, clear.
Patrick, that's the same here. I enjoy talking to you as always. And this will be K2RCL, and I am clear and 73 to you.